Following is the President's speech at Henderson, Kentucky, Thursday, September 30th, 1948.
Indeed honored to have these most distinguished guests with us here today. It is my pleasure to present to you at this time the Governor of this great Commonwealth, the Honorable Earl C. Clemens.
You've already seen enough of me, and I'm not going to worry.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to present to you at this time the Honorable Virgil Chapman, who has served in the House of Representatives for many, many years from this state and is a candidate for United States Senator. Mr. Chapman.
We all here to hear President Truman, the next present president and the next president of the United States. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of Henderson, Kentucky, you know I have a reputation for being firm. I lost that reputation today, and I'm sorry for it. The people in Illinois took us over to one side of the track, and we lost 2 hours in that great state. But we saw about 500,000 people while we were doing it. But I want to apologize to you for keeping you waiting, because I like to be on time, and I like for people to be on time when they deal with me. But it can't be helped, and I do appreciate the fact that you have been kind enough to wait here in order to listen to me for a few moments. I have been going up and down this country telling the people what I think are the issues in this campaign. And we have learned the difference between a Republican administration and a Democratic administration. We learned that by hard experience. We found out that the Republicans are for special privilege and that the Democrats look out for the people. The Republicans, farmers in Kentucky, couldn't sell their crops except at bankruptcy prices. Back in my part of the country, over in Missouri, we sold hogs for $3 a hundred. We sold corn for 25 cents a bushel. Sometimes we burned it up instead of using it for feed. Sold wheat for a quarter a bushel. Under the administration of Franklin D. Roosevelt, and under the administration which I've been running for you for the last 3.5 years, you've been getting a fair share of the country's prosperity. That's because the Democratic Farm Program is based on the great truth that farmers have a right to be sure of a market for their products at good prices. Here in Henderson, you've organized cooperatives to make certain that you get decent returns from this farm area. One of them has done a lot of good. That's the Henderson Union Rural Electric Cooperative. The policies of the Republican and Democratic parties on cooperatives show the difference between the two parties. Republican leaders in the 80th Congress conducted a one-sided investigation. The Republican Congress has never conducted any other kind but a one-sided one. Into the cooperators and tried to smear them as socialistic. The Democratic Party has encouraged the formation of cooperatives. That's just one example. I haven't time to go into others because we're behind schedule. But if you listen to me as I talk in Louisville tonight, I'll tell you about a great many more. You people of Kentucky and the people of other states will have a choice on election day. You can decide whether you want to keep the kind of government that has brought prosperity to all our people, or you can turn your government over to a bunch of big business Republicans who are interested only in their own profit. Now, if you don't want that kind of special privilege government, elect Virgil Chapman to the Senate and send Mr. Whitaker back from this district to the Congress. I'm trying to get a Democratic Congress elected all over this United States, and if I get that Democratic Congress elected, I won't have to move out of the White House. I won't be troubled by the housing shortage. All I'm asking you to do is just take one look at the record and then go to polls on November the 2nd, and I know if you use your best judgment, you'll vote the Democratic ticket straight, as you do most of the time here in Kentucky. I wonder if you'd like to meet my wife and daughter. Well, I'll introduce Miss Truman first. And now Margaret.
I'd like also to present the First Lady of Kentucky, Ms. Clemens.
Thank you.